understand Genesis 26. Then Isaac sowed in the land and reaped in the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. The man began to prosper and continued prospering until he, hallelujah, became very prosperous. For he had possessions of flocks and possessions of herds and a great number of servants. So the Philistine envied him. Now the Philistine had stopped up all the wells which his father Abraham, hallelujah, the Philistine had stopped up all the well which his father servant had dug in the days of Abraham his father, and they had filled them up with earth. Verse 16. And Abimelech said to Isaac, go away from us, hallelujah, for you are much mightier than we. Verse 22. Then he moved from there and dug another well, and they did not quarrel over it. So he called the name Rehoboth, because he said, hallelujah, for now the Lord has made room, hallelujah. Somebody say amen. Now the Lord has made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land. Keep standing. The subject tonight is forward in achievement. Forward ever, backward never. But we're going to go forward in achievement. I want you to look at your neighbor and just say, make room. No, that's not how you tell somebody to make room. You just got to just nudge the person and just say, make room. Come on, tell somebody else, just say, make room. You may be seated in his presence. As a matter of fact, you've got to understand that in order for you to achieve, you've got to do some deleting. Because if the glass is full, it's full. And there is nothing more that it can take. So in order for you to receive, you've got to make room. Because if you don't make room, you will never be able to achieve. And every now and then we've got to defrag the computer, because the hard drive gets clogged up because it's full. So you've got to deprogram and sometimes wipe some stuff off the hard drive to install new program onto the hard drive. How many of you understand that the human mind, or the brain, is the only part of the body that does not get old once you continue to use it? You can become old, but if you continue to use your brain, it will stay active. And every now and then we've got to deprogram in order to reprogram. Is that an amen? The word achievement is the act or the process of finishing something successfully. And if you got too many starts, you will never be able to achieve anything great, because you've got too many starts in life. You've got to start something and continue to work on it. Am I okay to take my time? That's how you achieve something. Because if you start this job, and in 2 weeks, you get sick and tired, and you start something else, and you keep on moving on, you will never achieve anything great. Yeah. You need what is called stick ability. To stick to something. The Wright brothers, Arvill and Wilbur, were two Americans who are generally credited with inventing and building the world's first successful airplane. I'm not saying that they are the first one to have built it, but they are the first one to have successfully achieved it. But they had to stick at it in order for them to achieve anything. Isaac Newton made his entry into the world. He was prematurely born. Hallelujah. And he was so small at birth that his mother used to say that he might then be put into a quart mug. That's how small he was. And Newton had a bad start with his schooling. He had been described as having been one of the poorest performing student in the grammar school in which his grandmother had placed him. So it's not how you start. It's how you finish. God said, let there be Newton, and all was light. So as long as he said, let there be Isaac Newton, there was light. Hallelujah to Jesus. Yeah. And you also got to understand that by just standing at an apple tree and seeing an apple falling from the tree, discovered the law of gravity and the law of motion. And if you go back a little bit further than Newton, you go back to the guys like Galileo, the great mathematician. And the telescope that Galileo used to look at the moon, an ordinary binoculars now is far superior to the telescope that he had then. But he was still able to make achievement in spite of what others say and in spite of the equipment that he had. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. Amen. It is easy to look at those who have succeeded and wish that we could be like them. But the one thing that is common to all successful people is that they were willing to endure the required process to attain their dreams. So it's one thing to wish to be like them. Hallelujah. But are you willing to work the work that they have worked? Because it makes no sense you stay there wishing. You will wish your life away. They succeed. Hallelujah. You've got to understand that their success is the result of hard work, discipline, risk-taking, and maintained motivation. And they did not take no for an answer. All right. So you've got to keep on moving on in spite of what others say. Because it's not what they say, it's what God says. And when you know who you are, hallelujah, the devil can't tell you who you are because you already know who you are. Hallelujah. And I always say to people, the best person to tell you who you are is the manufacturer. It is the one who have made you. He is qualified to tell you who you are. You've got to understand, hallelujah to Jesus. You see, their success doesn't happen for them overnight. There are always struggles and obstacles that will wait them and that will try them to stop them from succeeding in life. But they're going to keep moving on in spite of everything. Alrighty. Your destiny is attached to your discovery and the use of your gift. Because it's one thing to discover your gift, and it's another thing to use the gift. As a matter of fact, you can go to hell not because you have sinned, but because you have not used your gift. The Bible says that to one he gave one gift, to the next he gave two talents, and to the next he gave five. The one with the two doubled his, the one with the five doubled his, and then when he came, the one with the one buried his. And at the end he said, tied him up and what? And cast him into the lake of fire. So he went to hell, not because he had sinned, but because he didn't use his talent. You got to understand that, you see, you can't achieve unless you conceive. And you can't conceive unless you believe. So in order for you to achieve, you need to conceive. Hallelujah to Jesus. And that's why the Bible says that we are to bear fruit. But the question is, if you are to bear fruit, you can't bear fruit without seeds. Where are the seeds? The seeds are within you. And the Bible said, whose seed is in itself. So when God created you, he created you with the ability to bear fruit. And that's why I tell people, you don't go to school to learn. Nobody saying amen? You don't go to school to learn. Let me ask you a question. If all of us are in the same class, been taught by the same teacher, been taught the same subjects, then all of us should come out and be the same thing. Think about it. We're taught by the same teachers. Yeah. We're taught the same things. We all should come out and be the same thing. So your purpose for going to school is to bring out what is already inside of you. So when God created you, he created you with the gifting. So you don't go to Bible college to become a preacher. You don't go to Bible college to become a pastor. The seed must be within you. And the purpose of your teacher is to bring out the seed that is already within you. So everything that God created, he created it with a seed. And that's why the Bible says in the book of Genesis, whose seed is in itself. So the seed is already inside of you. Yes, as a matter of fact, everything that you need is already there. Can I prove it to you? The Bible says that when Abraham took Isaac to slaughter him, hallelujah, the ram was already caught in the ticket. The ram was already there. He just didn't see it. When Hagar and Ishmael was going, and when they became thirsty, the well was already there. But God had to open their eyes for them to see. Or somebody ought to say amen. You see, your blessing is linked to your confession and your obedience. It's what you confess, you receive. So everything is linked to your confession. So if you will confess good things will come. If you confess bad things, then bad things will happen. So there are blessings in obedience. Touch your neighbor and say, blessings in obedience. So here is what the scripture says when you read from verse 1. It says that there was a famine in the land. And I want you to understand that there are 13 famines in the Bible. 13 famines in the Bible. Number one, hallelujah, in Canaan in the time of Abraham, Genesis 12. In Canaan in the time of Isaac. In Canaan in the days of Jacob. In Canaan during the time of the judges. In Canaan during the days of David. In Canaan during the time of Elijah's days. In Canaan in the days of Elisha. In Samaria in the days of Elisha. And again in Canaan in the days of Elisha. In Jerusalem in the days of Zedekiah. And in an unknown land in Luke chapter 15 when it speaks about the prodigal son. And there was another famine in the Roman Empire in the days of Paul. But I want to show you something, that in order for the people to survive in this famine, it was linked to their obedience. God says to Elijah, go to Zarephath, because I have provided a widow to take care of you. So he had to obey God and get up and move to Zarephath. And when he reached Zarephath, he found a woman. And he said, can I have a drink, something to drink? And as she was about to get it, he said, can I have something to eat also? Sounds like your bishop. Hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, God. And then she said to him, all I have is enough to make for my son and I, and then we will eat it and we will die. So he said, first make me a cake. Hallelujah. Her blessing was linked to her obedience. If she had not made a cake for the man of God, she would have ate and died. But the fact that she made a cake for the man of God, the flour never run dry. So your blessing is linked to your obedience. And there was the woman with the jar of oil. And the man of God says, go, hallelujah, and get some barrel. It's linked to your obedience. Even the famine in the days, hallelujah, in the unknown land, in Luke chapter 15, in the prodigal son, was linked to obedience. Where is the obedience? The Bible says he spoke to himself, and then he obeyed himself. If he didn't speak to himself, he couldn't have obeyed himself. He said, I will arise and go to my father. So you can speak to yourself and you can obey yourself. Or somebody give God some praise. And then he arose and went to his father. So in order to get out of the famine, it was linked to their obedience. If you will obey God, you will see what God will do. So the Lord appeared to Isaac and said, do not go down to Egypt, but live in the land where I tell you. You see, his blessing is linked to his obedience. He said, God said to him, and stay in the land for a while. Can I preach tonight? Hallelujah. There are seven I will in the text that God says. Number one, he said, I will be with you. It means I am, hallelujah, just all presence. So it doesn't matter where you go. If God says, I will be with you, then you can go to bed and you can sleep. Because God said, I myself will be with you. And then the next thing that God says, he said, I will bless you. I've got the power to bless you. Not only have I got the power to bless you, but I will bless you. Number three, he said, I will give you all these countries. And in order for God to give him the countries, we need to establish if God have the right to give him the countries. So the Bible said, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and the world and they that dwell therein. For he have found it upon the seas and establish it upon the floods. But who shall ascend into the hills of the Lord? And who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath a clean hand and a pure heart, one that lifted his soul unto vanity, I swear deceitfully, but he shall receive the blessings from the Lord and the righteousness from his father Jacob. Lift up your heads, O he gates, and be he lifted up. He everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Somebody give God some praise. He is the King of glory. So he said, I will give you all these countries. The next thing, number four, he said,
I will perform the oath made to Abraham. I'm going to bless you for your daddy's sake. I'm going to bless you for the sake of your father. I'm going to bless you for the sake of your pastor. You might not deserve it, but because your daddy made a covenant. Oh, somebody ought to understand that God is a covenant keeping God. And if God established a covenant with your grandmother, his blessings will come upon you. Somebody give God some praise. It's not you. It's the prayer that your grandmother has prayed. It's not you. It's the prayer your auntie have prayed. Somebody was praying for me. Somebody was praying for me. Oh, somebody give God some praise. He said, I will multiply your seed as the stars in heaven. Only God knows how much stars are there in heaven. God said to Job, he said, can you hold the Pleiades in your hands? To which Job answered, no, I can't. But God said, I can. You are to understand the God that you serve. He can hold the Pleiades in his hands. He said, I will give you all these countries, not just to you, but to your seed. You ought to understand, if you're a child of Abraham, it's your entitlement. I said, if you're a child of Abraham, it's your entitlement. It's not just Isaac, but every seed of Abraham shall be blessed. So if you're a child of Abraham, just show your hands in the air and give God some praise. It's your entitlement. He said, I will bless you and I will multiply you for the sake of Abraham, because I knew your daddy well. I had covenant with your daddy. I used to walk and talk with your daddy, and I know your daddy by name. As a matter of fact, I'm the one who changed his name. Oh, somebody give God some praise. I'm gonna bless him. You ought to understand, church. I know there is a credit crunch, but the church don't have to experience the credit crunch. I said there is a credit crunch in the world, but the church don't have to experience the credit crunch. I'm going to prove it to you in scriptures that there can be a credit crunch and the church is still blessed. The Bible says in Exodus 22, it says, but on the day I will deal differently with the land of Goshen, where my people live. It said, no swarms of fly will be there, so that you will know that I am the Lord, am in the midst of the land. He said, I will make a distinction between my people and your people. This miraculous sign will occur tomorrow. I cannot still work the text. He said, and I will put a division. The word here is, it's a redemption. God said, I'm going to put a redemption. The word redeem means to buy back. So God said, I know Goshen is a part of Egypt, and Goshen is in Egypt. But in order for me to put a distinction, I've got to redeem Goshen, because what's going to happen in Egypt will not affect Goshen. Can somebody praise the name of Jesus? He said, what's happening in the world will not happen in the church. The world will suffer, but the church will still be blessed. And the Bible says there were flies in the land of Egypt, but not one fly found the way down to Goshen, because God had redeemed Goshen. God had brought Goshen back, and he had made a distinction. Somebody worship Jesus. Somebody worship Jesus. Somebody bless the name of Jesus. So God, he abandoned Egypt, but hallelujah to Jesus, Goshen was blessed and highly favored. Can I take it a little bit further? In Exodus 10:22, he said, Moses stretched out his hands towards the sky, and total darkness covered the land of Egypt for 3 days. No one could see anything, no one could go anywhere, yet all the Israelites lights had light in the place. Darkness in Egypt, but light in, hallelujah Jesus, light in Goshen. God said, I know there's a credit crunch. I know the world is suffering. But what I'm going to do, I'm going to bless the church 100-fold. So in the, oh, somebody to give God some praise. But in the midst of the credit crunch, the church will receive more. The church folks will have more. Or somebody to bless God. He said, I'm God over Goshen. I said, Egypt shall be dark, but Goshen shall have light. Egypt shall have flies, but Goshen shall not have one fly. And not even one fly shall escape and pass the border line. God said, I've set up a border, and the flies can go so far and no further. The credit crunch can come so far and no further. You are blessed and highly favored. Somebody worship Jesus. Somebody bless Jesus. Your blessing is linked to your sowing. I say your blessing is linked to your sowing. Then Isaac sowed in the land and received in the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. Isaac and his neighbors had access to the same soil. I said they depend on the same sunlight. They depend on the same rain. Or somebody ought to understand that the same atmosphere that they had was the same that Isaac had. But Isaac had something that they didn't have. Isaac had God on his side. And God with one becomes majority. You ought to understand, church, if God is for us, who can be against us? If God bless us, who can be against us? You ought to lift your hands and give God some praise. But the secret is that God kept his promise, and God blessed Isaac in all that he did. You see, God will give similar blessings to Jacob years later. You see, but Isaac was a deceiver. I said Isaac was a deceiver. But how could the Lord bless somebody who claimed to be a believer and yet deliberately lie to his unbelieving neighbors? Are you quiet now? You think that God only blessed the righteous. But Isaac was a liar. But the question is, how could God bless him? Because God is always faithful. I say he's faithful to his covenant, and he keeps his promise. You ought to understand, church, the reason why God could bless Isaac was simply because the only condition that God had attached to his blessing was that Isaac remain in the land. He didn't have to be righteous. He just needed to stay in the land. You don't hear what I'm saying? There was one condition that was attached to the blessing. If you stay in the land, then I will bless you. The question is, did Isaac stay in the land? Yes, he stayed in the land. So God was then obligated to bless him, because that was where the blessing was linked to his obedience. If you will obey the Lord thy God, then all these blessings shall come upon you. Blessing in the city, blessing in the country, blessing when you're coming in, and blessing when you're going out. The blessings of the Lord shall be with you. But all you've got to do is obey the voice of God. Somebody worship Jesus. Somebody bless Jesus. You got to understand that God's blessing, hallelujah, God also bless Isaac, because Abraham's life of faith, you see, just as he blesses us because of the sake of Jesus. I said God will bless you just for Jesus' sake. I said God will bless you just for Jesus' sake. I said God will bless you just for Jesus' sake. If he could bless Abraham, if he could bless Isaac because of Abraham, how much more will he bless you for Jesus? He'll bless you for Jesus. He'll bless you for Jesus. He'll bless you for Jesus. He'll bless you for Jesus' sake. It's not your sake. It's for Jesus' sake. So you don't have to worry in the midst of the credit crunch. You don't have to worry. You will never know until we get to heaven how much blessings were divided from the spiritual investment that some family members prayed for you. You'll never know how many blessings you receive from the fact that your auntie prayed, from the fact that your mother prayed while you were running the streets while somebody was praying. It's not your skill that kept you. It's God that kept you. It's not your education that kept you. It's the prayer of the righteous. The prayer of the righteous man and the righteous woman availeth much. Somebody prayed for you. Or somebody give God some praise. And the man walks great and went forward and grew until he become very great. I said the man became very great. You ought to understand that Alexander the Great died at 33, but he was still great. You ought to understand at the age of 26, you ought to understand, church, that Nebuchadnezzar was world leader. At the age of 17, he was a conqueror. He was conquering kingdoms. But by the time he got to 26, he was conquering the world. And that's why Jesus had to die young, because people came to change things even at a young age. It's not what they say, it's what God says. He said, you are blessed and highly favored, you are anointed and appointed, you are called, you are chosen, you are one of a kind, you have been chosen by the divine God. There is royal blood inside of you, there is power inside of you, there is victory inside of you. All you've got to do is show your hands in the air and give God some praise. The blessings of the Lord make it rich. I said the blessings of the Lord make it rich, and it adds no sorrow to it. But the blessing he received, it brought some burdens and it brought some battles. Your blessings will bring burdens. I said your blessings will bring burdens. And your blessing will bring battles. You see, when God starts to bless you, sometimes even your friends will change. I say, when God starts to bless you, even your friends will change. When God starts to bless you, your environment will change. Now you have nothing. You go to Aldi and you go to Netto. So you meet the people in Aldi and you meet the people in Netto. But when God starts to bless you, you don't go to Aldi anymore. You go to Marks and Sparks. You go to Sainsbury. Ah, can I still preach it? So all of a sudden, your friends start to change. You don't meet them anymore in heaven. Can I still work the text? When you start to achieve, people will say you change. And sometimes you try to say no, but you ought to tell them, yes, I've changed. I'm growing. I'm growing. I'm growing. I'm moving up the King's highway. So every now and then, you got to leave some people behind. Not everybody wants to see you blessed. I said, not everybody wants to see you blessed. When you become blessed, you attract some enemies. You attract some haters. But let them keep on hating. Let them keep on hating. The haters will hate. But you can keep on hating. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. You can say what you want to say. You can do what you want to do. But the Lord God, his blessing make me rich. And it add no sorrow. Hate as much as you want. Say what you want, but I'm going to praise God. And if you're a little bit sophisticated and you can't praise God, just touch your neighbor and say, give me room. Give me some room. I know where God has brought me from, and I'm going to praise him. I'm going to praise him. I'm going to open my mouth and give God some praise. Somebody give him good praise. The Bible says, can I still preach? The Bible said the Philistine, they try, hallelujah to Jesus, to get Isaac to leave and to settle in somewhere else. And to encourage this, they stopped up Abraham's well and they drove Isaac and his flock and his herd. They drove him out. You are to understand, church, that water was a precious commodity in the Far East, and well was adequate and necessary for them to succeed in the land. But you are to understand the crisis came when the king commanded Isaac to move. But Isaac obeyed him. Can I tell you why the king wanted him to move? It was not just the fact that the man became great. The king said, well, if you're planting on this piece of land and you become so great, we'll ask you to move so we can plant there. Can I still preach? But it's not the land that's doing the trick. It's God that's doing the trick. It's not the land that's doing the trick. It's God that's doing the trick. Somebody to praise God. I said somebody to praise God. And the Bible says, and Isaac departed hence and pitched his tent in the valley of Gerar, and he dwelt there. But no matter where Isaac went, the enemies kept on following him. When you are so blessed, you will attract some enemies. You'll attract some haters, and they'll keep on following you. And every time you dig a well, they'll block up the well. But don't stop digging. Touch your neighbor, say, keep on digging. I said, keep on digging. Every time they block a well, you just keep on digging. You got to understand, you are like a well. And if I block you here, you'll spring up over here. And if I block you here, you'll spring up over here. And if I block you here, you'll spring up over here. You can't contain a well. When a well gets ready to come forth, ain't nobody has the power to stop it. Water is water, and water will make way where there is no way. If you think fire is bad, try water. I say, if you think fire is bad, try water. Water can be more deadly than fire, for water can outfire fire. So when water wants to come through, have you ever got the house and it start to leak? One little crack and all of a sudden the water will make a big hole. God is about to allow you to make a big hole in the presence of your enemies. And God's going to wait until you get to the front. And the Bible says, thou anointed my head with oil, my cup run it over. Somebody give God some praise. Somebody give God some praise. So it didn't matter where he went. They kept on following him. And his servant dug in the valley and found a well of springing water. But the people envied him. And the herdsmen of Gerar did strive with Isaac herdmen, saying, hallelujah, the water is ours. You'll dig something and others will take credit. But don't stop digging. You'll dig something and they say it's not yours. They call Miles Monroe. He was a black monkey, but that did not stop him to become one of the great renowned preachers of this generation. It's not what they call you, it's what God calls you. It's what God calls you. And he dug another well, and they strived that also. And he called the name Signa. I want you to understand that that well of water speaks of divine resources of God for the spiritual life. But don't stop digging. I said, don't stop digging. Every time they block it, as a matter of fact, the more they block, is it deeper you shall dig. For the Bible said, therefore, with joy shall he draw waters out of the well of salvation. situation so everybody can dig a well. You don't have to get a pickaxe. You can dig a well in praise. You can dig a well in worship. You can dig a well in thanksgiving. I'm going to worship God until my well is dug deep. And if you are too sophisticated, just leave me alone. I keep on digging. I say like Jacob, I'll not let you go until you bless me. I'll not stop digging until I find some water. Can I still preach? I say, can I still preach? I want you to understand. You see how we need to go back to the old well, such as prayer and Bible study, and back to the family altar. He dug the next well. Hallelujah. And Isaac not only opened it again, but he called it the same name that his father Abraham had called it. But they kept on blocking it. And then he went on and he dug some new wells to meet the new need at the new day. I want you to understand that it's quite possible that God never wanted to give him the same well that Abraham had, because God wanted to do something new in his life. So every old well that he dug, they blocked them up. But he kept on digging, and he went again, and he dug a new well. And he said, it means the Lord have caused me to make room. God said, what I'm going to do is something new. I'm going to cause you to make room. Touch your neighbor, say, make room. Somebody need to make room. If you want to move forward in achievement, you need to make room. Every now and then, you need to go in the closet and take out some of your clothes and send it to the charity shop, for the wardrobe is full. God can't bless you if you have no room. So God said, your blessing is tied to you making room. But don't give away what you don't want. For if you don't want it, I don't want it. You need to give away something good. I remember growing up in Jamaica, and you English people used to send us some clothes that three of us could hold in them. Can I still preach? You didn't want it. So you taught those of us in the Caribbean who were suffering could have had it. So you send what you didn't want to us. But what God is doing, he's saying you ought to make some room. So you ought to take out some good clothes. I say you ought to take out some good clothes and send it to the charity shop. And then say, God, I've got some room in my wardrobe. And God will send you a blessing. I said, God will send you a blessing, because God can't help himself but to respond to faith. Somebody give God some praise. So, and he removed from their hands and he dug another well, for they strove not to over it. And he called the name Rehoboth, and he said, for now the Lord has made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land. You see, God is Isaac's protector. I said, who is your protector? If God is your protector, he'll protect you in the storms. He'll protect you in the hurricane. He'll protect you in the tropical depression. He'll protect you in the credit crunch. So God is his protector. So God directed Isaac, and God exalted Isaac, and God encouraged Isaac, and then God prospered Isaac. And the same way that God did it for Isaac is the same way that God will do it for you. I'm going to close in a minute, but I'm going to give God some praise. And the man walks great. He grew very prosperous, and his prosperity was continuous. It's one thing to prosper, but it's another thing to keep on prospering. So God wants you to prosper in the present continuous tense. So you keep on prospering. You keep on going up. You keep on going out. keep on reaching higher heights. You keep on reaching higher depths. Somebody give God some praise. I'm going to prosper. It doesn't matter. And the Bible said the Lord bless him. God bless him, make him rich. I said God may bless him, make him rich. You ought to understand that whether in the temporal or in the spiritual, that God wants to bless you. The day is for us to say hallelujah, that we are humble because we drive an old car. You're not humble, you're poor. Poverty and humility are two different things. But they used to tell us, oh, you can have the whole world, but give me Jesus. I said, I want Jesus with a nice car. I said, I want Jesus with a nice house. I want Jesus with some money in my pocket. I said, you can have the whole world. No. I want some of the world and Jesus with the world. We ought to change our mentality. I said, we ought to change our mentality. So he said, the Lord has made room for him. So the Lord make his enemies to be at peace with him. God will cause your enemies to bless you when you start to grow. And when you start to prosper and you start to achieve, your friends will change. Some will criticize and some will ostracize. But you got to keep on making room. For God said, I want you to wax and to wax very great. But you've got to make room. I'm going to close now. But the one whom blessed Isaac, it was the Lord, the omniscient, the omnipresent Jehovah. The Lord whom blessed Isaac was omnipotent. He had all powerful. The God whom blessed Isaac, he's infinite in wisdom. The God whom blessed Isaac, he's the God who is unchangeable. He is unchangeable in his goodness. He is unchangeable in his mercies. He is unchangeable in his grace. He will not change. You may have made some mistakes, but God said your blessing is not tied to your mistakes. Your blessing is tied to your obedience. So if you will obey God and forget about the past, get Egypt out of your head, get Egypt out of your mind, and move forward. Somebody need to move forward. Somebody need to move forward. The God whom blessed Isaac, he's immutable. The Bible said in Isaiah 54:2, enlarge the place of thy tent, and you've got to stretch forth the curtains of thy habitation. You've got to spread out. Touch your neighbor, say spread out. You've got to lengthen your cord. You've got to strengthen your stake. Make room for your blessing. I said, make room for your blessing. Make room for what God is about to do. For God is about to do something exceedingly, abundantly, more than you can imagine, than you can ever think. When God finished blessing you, you're going to sit down and look around and say, is this me? Is this really me? Is this really me? You know the girl that said wouldn't make it. You know the boy that said wouldn't make it. But now I can say, look what the Lord has done. He picked me up, turned me around, and planted my feet on solid ground. I'm going to achieve. I said I'm going to achieve. Somebody stamp your feet and start give God some praise. You need to receive. You need to change your mind. Make room. You want a new car? Clean out the garage. I say you want a new car? Clean out the garage. Take out the insurance. You know what I did? Last week I went and got a key ring. Because I said, God, I need a new house. I said, God, I've got the key ring. So you need to give me the key to put onto the ring. I've made room. I said, I've made room. I put mine on the market. And I said, God, it's on the market. It's your responsibility to sell it for the right price. And whether you sell it for the right price or not, I've seen the one that I want. I saw it last week, and I've been to see it 5 times. I keep driving up to it to see what it feels like to drive up to my new house. I keep driving up to make sure ain't nobody is doing anything bad to my new house. God says, you can achieve it. How many of you understand? Anywhere in the world you go, you can ask anybody if they know Jamaica. And they'll tell you Bob Marley. As a matter of fact, please, it's not me saying it. Everywhere in the world that I have been, people believe that Jamaica is the Caribbean. If you tell them that I was in Barbados, they say, which part of Jamaica is that? If I say I was in St. Vincent, they say, which part of Jamaica is that? So after taking half an hour to explain, they still ask me, which part of Jamaica? And one little Rasta man, forgive this language. One little dege dege. All right. Dreadlocks with long hair start to sing, all pirates come to Rabbi. Sold I from the merchant ship. You see your pastor know it? But my hands and head was held high by the hands of the Almighty. And I will forward in this generation. Bob Marley was not saved. And he believed it. You are saved. So you should doubly believe it. Outer Trench Town. As a matter of fact, I am from Jamaica. Used to live in Kingston. And one time they asked me to preach in Trench Town. And as soon as me finish, me leave. You don't want to be in Trench Town at 12 o'clock in the day. Much more, not night, in the evening. Because if night catch you in Trench Town, it's 110-1 that you're not coming out. But out of Trench Town came Bob Marley. And out of Egypt came you. I say, out of Egypt came you. Out of the credit cards. As a matter of fact, watch this as I close. I call a friend of mine in Jamaica. And Thursday we were talking. And he told me that his church just bought the piece of land, the church I used to go to, next door, for $16 million. And he said, when they check the budget, they said the church has never had so much money in the entire history of the church as it did this year in the credit crunch. There was darkness in Egypt, but Goshen, which represents the church, had light. There was flies in Egypt, and flies only come mainly when things dead. When things start to smell, you have more flies. So what was dying in Egypt, there was life in Goshen. But Goshen was still a part of Egypt. So the credit crunch is in the world. And the church is in the world. But you have been redeemed. So God says, I have purchased you and I'm keeping you. And you are going to make room. I was in Trinidad. And the Lord really blessed us. Keep standing. Keep standing. If you sit down, I'll start preaching again. And watch this. We had never collected a night offering. Never asked them for anything. And I called the pastor, and the pastor told me that the offering that they gave us, the church just gave. He said he and his wife sat down and cried. Because never in the history of the church has ever given like that. What am I telling you? The credit crunch should only affect the world. You don't get what I'm saying? The credit crunch should only affect the world and not the church. Let's just start worship God. As the worship team get ready. I don't know if there's first of all one person in here. You're not a Christian. I want to pray for you. You can move forward. Nobody going outside unless it's necessary. God said it's time for you to move forward. Is there one person? Just lift your hand so I can pray for you. You're in here. Are you not saved? I will never take it for granted that everybody is saved. The Bible said if the watchman sees the danger and does not warn the city, the blood is on his shoulder. You can determine whether you stay in Egypt or whether you stay in Goshen. The church represents Goshen. And God says to Isaac, as long as you stay in the land, you will be blessed. There is blessings by association. Lot was only blessed because he stayed with Abraham. If you stay with your father, you've got to be blessed. Watch this. The prodigal son thought that his blessing was in the inheritance that he received. But the blessing was never in the inheritance. The blessing was in the father's protection. As long as he was at home, he was fine. The moment he walked out, the Bible said, not many, many days later, not very long after, he began to be in want because his blessing was linked to his father. And it took him to go to a far country to realize that. Then he said, I will arise and I'll go to my father. I'll go back to my blessings. I'll go back to my protection. I'll go back to my covering. And once he got back to the father, he was totally restored. So your blessing is linked to your father by divine association. I hope you understand what I'm trying to say. That's how you're going to achieve. God says in order for you to achieve, you got to forget about the hurts. You got to forget about the past. Whatever is in the past, it's in the past. Bow your heads with me. Somebody just start to worship God. Come on, just start to worship God. We just go ahead and sing something. We just worship you, Lord. I don't know if hallelujah to Jesus says for a few minutes. Somebody is in here. And you know that you need to move forward and achieve. Every time it seems as if you dig a well, somebody block it. You're trying to get into college, it's blocked. You're trying to get a new job. It's blocked. Others are going up. And you're still at the same place. God says, it's time. Is there somebody here who needs something from God? Come quickly. Quickly. You can move forward. You can achieve. It's not how you start. It's how you finish. I saw a couple races this evening with Asafa Powell. Saw one with Usain Bolt. He did not get the best start, but he gets the best finish. It's not how you start. It's how you finish. Just come and make an altar.